Hello, and welcome back to the Sort of Helpful podcast. It's been an hour, and we still haven't started.
I got it. We got to get this going.
We're back. Hopefully, we sound good. It's been challenging.
If not, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, and sorry for the noise. Okay, there we go.
Okay. What are we talking about today? You got a
what
list.
What are we talking about? Don't look at that.
I'm looking from afar. It's just words on a thing.
Okay.
Ooh. I closed my eyes.
You did.
I'm a loyal
Wasn't
friend.
There something that you were telling a story and you wanted to say, or did you not?
Oh, no. I was just trying to do mic check.
Okay. Pikmin Bloom.
I've heard about this, and I saw your story on it.
Pikmin Bloom.
I saw you posted something about it.
I'm Pikdicted.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is, though. I know it's a game.
It's basically Pokemon Go, but it's Pikmin.
Oh, really?
And it's like 20%.
Pikmin.
Maybe even 50% more better than Pokemon
Go. Okay, well, that's not
true. I've heard from tons of people who play Pokemon Go, and I've converted to Pikmin Bloom.
Okay, well, yeah. Pokemon Go is not the best. Like, I don't know.
It's kind of boring.
Sometimes, yeah. Because then you get, like, the same Pokemon. In, like, various different places, you just get the same Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I believe it, yeah.
Well, with this, it's basically like a walking app. So you get, you know,
you get
counts your steps. You get rewarded for how many steps you take.
Wow.
You get Pikmin.
Is this an animal?
They're little creatures.
Really?
There's only like maybe six different colors, and they're kind of like a little different. Like one, the yellow ones only have big ears, and the red ones have like a long nose.
It's on the app?
Yeah. The blue ones don't have anything, so they're kind of weird. But they all have like a little sprout on their head, and then you feed them nectar and they get flowers.
Yeah.
And then you get petals from when you feed them.
Aww.
And then when you walk, you plant the flowers,
and
then you get goodies. And then there's special edition Pikmin. So right now it's the Halloween edition Pikmin. So they've got like, they're in lanterns.
They're
like little candy bags.
Oh, yeah.
They shake, and it's so cute.
Pokemon Go.
It's amazing. And then you can help each other out with mushroom battles. I don't know why. I don't know the Pikmin lore, but you can send a group of Pikmin out to go defeat mushrooms, and then you get goodies from that.
Oh, this is a Nintendo game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can create your own Mii if you have a Nintendo account. That's why I look silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun. I got three other people in my studio to be my friends, so then we help each other out with that.
That's nice.
And I can show you my Pikmin. Let me see. Oh, hold on. They came back. And I get to name them really funny names.
Really?
So like Borg, Perpetrator.
Nice.
Sperm, Goose, Smear, Fernando.
Sperm, Goose? Or
they're
sperm,
all those were all separate
goose.
Ones.
Okay.
There's Obama.
Oh.
He's a little rock.
That's cute.
Here's one of my Halloween ones.
I want that.
They're so cute. And then I got a clover one.
Oh.
I'm Pikdicted, man. It's so cute. It's so fun.
We need to do it like back in the day when Pokemon Go was really big, where we just like walk around.
Were we doing it? What?
No, like back in the day when Pokemon Go came out, everyone was out. Everyone
right.
was out. Everyone had like a group of people, and they went out just to walk and get Pokemon. That's what we need to do. But with this,
right? With this, you can do. This is not, sounds like a fucking ad.
It does sound.
This, you can walk with your friends, so we can do like a host a walk party, and so like this is campus. This is all the flowers that are posted, and then there's like landmarks. So this is like the hockey memorial, and it's like a flower, and you gotta make it so they bloom. It's crazy. It's pretty like self-explanatory when you get in there, like you understand how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But and then there's like at the end of the day you get like a little mood tracker thing.
Oh.
And you just track your days and all that. It's really fun. I suggest anybody to get it because it, you know, it's like, wow, I walked 6,000 steps today and I wouldn't have even known. And I get cute little guys as a reward for being healthy and walking.
That's
you know.
Cute.
And then when you go to other places, like you'll travel, dude, you can get crazy Pikmin.
Yeah.
Crazy cool Pikmin.
I have to reset my password for that.
I did the same thing too, because I was like, Mario was the password or something.
Well, that makes sense.
So that's pretty much that, where I'll leave that.
All right.
because I could talk for hours about it. So in life,
yes,
there's shit you got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's out of your control. You yep. don't have any control over it, but you got to work with what you're given.
Yes.
That's what I'm dealing with right now.
Uh-oh.
And it's a shit show.
What?
Just working and having people ask me to do things that are kind of impossible because I don't have the power to do said thing. Like, mm-hmm. It's like an administrative thing, or like I can't do anything until we get X, Y, and Z, mm-hmm. and I'm still waiting on X, Y, and Z, but like the task is still being asked of me. So I'm like going insane, being like, I can't do what you want from me until right. I get the materials to do this. So that's that. And then I'm working overtime pretty much. Like I only am set to work 8 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
and I still don't get paid enough for that. And the tasks being asked of me are taking longer than that. Like I'm logging my hours and it's like, I'm up to like 10 hours right now.
Yeah.
Including today, which I'm going to work more. And also that it's starting to get in the way of my own time to work on my own projects.
Mm.
And I don't think that my boss understands that, because it's like, I don't think it's my responsibility to make this place better than it was when I got here. Cause it's kind of impossible.
Right.
To the point where like, we're moving stuff around to create the illusion of we have more space when we don't. Mm-hmm. Like the walls are the walls. Things are built into the ground. We can't move them. And then the fire marshals are like, you can't put stuff in this hallway. So now we're just like cramming everything together. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
Doesn't help the situation. And it's hurting my brain because I need to do it because I need a job and I need to be a teacher's assistant in that department for the credit, because I have run out of classes to take. You see, I'm kind of in a position where I'm like, I have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And also next semester, I have to deal with it. And I don't know. I just really don't know what to do about it, because when I talk to these people, or I talk to my boss especially, they're like in one ear, out the other kind of thing. Like, oh yeah, we should fix this, or we should, you know, change our method of doing this. And then, like, they'll just keep doing – it's just kind of a hypocritical way of – or a contradictory way of behavior, I guess. I don't know. They'll say that they're going to do one thing, and then they do what they did in the past, and it just sucks. I don't know.
The teachers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we're not gonna fire wet work, but you need to load the kiln, and there's only wet work on the cart.
What?
I'm like, what? That's where I'm just so confused. And then there's like so many people, not so many people, there's like a handful of people that we all need to communicate, but we don't. Because these two people go talk to each other, and then one person relays the information to me, and then I have questions about the other person that they talked with, and then it's just this whole endless cycle.
You guys should have like meetings.
We did, and it sucked because nothing got done. We just talked about the things that we needed to do. Nothing actually got done.
Okay.
For 2 hours, we would sit and talk.
What about a group chat? Okay.
We have those. We have those. Still, it's so confusing because people don't reply. People don't respond back to the text message in time.
Yeah, so you're the only one doing your actual job.
It's crazy.
At the end of the day, right?
Well, no, the other people are doing their jobs. It's just they're not telling us when they are. So then there's, like, conflict of like, clashing schedules, I guess. I don't know. Things come up too. Like other people have lives and other people have like issues that they need to attend to. People need to sleep. So it's like we got to work around that. And it's very tiring.
Yeah.
And it sucks because it's like I can't do anything else because this is what I want to do. Ceramics is what I want to do. And it's my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't go work for somebody else. I can't. Right. I don't want to work in any other department.
Right.
I'm not going to go work for the screen printing people. It's not my thing.
Right. And you don't have to. I don't know. Yeah, it's just something you have to deal with. And I mean, it could be worse, right?
Yeah, I think about that too. And I think about how like I don't need to get too stressed about it, but it's tough because of the pressure and the expectations on me. Then I'm like, okay, I have to care about this like moderately, you know. But it's been consuming me, and it's really tough because I. when I want to go home and relax, I just rot.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to relax anymore. Still don't. I just play Pikmin Bloom in Minecraft. And
well, that's still relaxing. That's something you enjoy.
A little bit, but it's tough on the eyes.
It is tough on the eyes.
Yeah.
Well, what is something that you used to do to relax that you stopped doing?
Art.
Well, okay, so that's a little different, though, yeah. I guess, right? But what about, like, art that's not ceramics?
Drawing. It's sketching in my sketchbook, but then I get there and I'm like, all right, I'm used to having such a direction of what I'm doing, like a purpose, I guess.
Yeah.
And now I can't do art without purpose, and it sucks. Because that's what's being expected of me, is you gotta have a theme, you gotta have a proposal, you gotta have pictures, you gotta have an artist statement explaining why you made this, how you made it. And yeah.
I get what you're saying. I wanna say, just like, I don't know, I'm not a therapist, so I can't do this. But, like, I know that it's hard to let go of that because you do it every – like, that's what you do. It has to have a purpose. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this would be even beneficial, but, like, scribbling or, like, telling – like, you're sitting down, you're, like, at a piece of paper or you're whatever. And you're like, okay, so I'm going to draw and it's not going to have a purpose. It's just going to be something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because this is what I want to do right now, and this is going to help me. And it's not going to mean anything. It's not going to mean anything. It's just going to be something. I'm doing this right now. It's not going to have a meaning.
Yeah, it's tough because I get in my own way, and I'm like, oh, this isn't good. Like, let me start over, and then I get in
right.
It's that old headspace of when I was sketching in my sketchbook before, you know, having to make art for school. But like, yeah, I get what you mean. I'm going to try that. It's really tough.
It is.
Being
it's
burnt out and then trying to be creative for me, but
no, it is hard.
Yeah,
I just it's a hard thing to like, I don't know, take control of. I guess I don't know. I had something I was gonna say, and I forgot what I was gonna say. That's the worst. But I kind of feel how you feel about. Like that. I mean, I'm not in art like you are,
mm-hmm.
but everything around me is like science. It's just constantly science and academics. I am honestly one of the most busy people that I know. I barely ever get a chance to sit down and relax, and I get the point, like, I don't know how to relax anymore. Because I also do the same thing. I rot. All I want to do when I get home is lay in my bed, have a snack, and watch YouTube. Mm-hmm. That's literally all I want to do. And it makes me feel bad because, like, all these other people, like, they go out, they're having fun, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't want to do that. That's not what I want to do in my free time because I don't have that. I literally have no free time. So the free time, quote unquote, free time that I have, I just want to either like lay down or sleep mm-hmm. and do nothing. And it sucks because like I feel that I've lost like a part of myself throughout like all these 4 years. Because I feel, and now that I'm going to have to start writing a lot more, I'm getting ready for like a conference. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready for, it's not that special, it's just like a poster thing in Rochester.
Yeah.
It is special. I mean, it's a good thing, but it's not like a lot, you know, big deal conference. But I have to write these, I have to study for these exams. I have to start writing for my graduate school applications, which is fucking terrible. I mean, but this is also terrible, is I'm basically applying to one grad school.
Just hoping.
And literally just hoping. So that's another stressful thing is, like, I have to worry. Right now my future is, like, basically on the line here.
Right.
I either get into grad school or I don't, and what am I going to do then? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, when do I start looking for a job? That's another thing. We don't get taught how to look for jobs. Yeah. We don't get taught how to, like, really be set out into the real adult world. We don't learn any of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other schools do that. Not this one. That's a whole different conversation.
I did have class that kind of helped me out with the process of getting stuff like that in order for, like, in the art world, like an art resume, mm-hmm. opposed to like a regular resume, and then image lists of your portfolio and all that kind of like small technical stuff of measurements and all that. But still, it's like everywhere you look, I was looking at residencies like two nights ago because I was freaking out and I was like, I got to start looking into this because the applications are like for, like, I have to start applying now if I want to go next spring or next summer, fall, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking even farther ahead and the applications aren't even open. So like, I'm trying to make a list of places that I want. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can find a great place. They can give you housing and all that, mm-hmm. but they'll only give you $200 a month.
That's so not realistic.
So you're like, and then you find another one that's like, oh, it's perfect, but you have to pay $800 a week. And it's like, so that's, I get that part stressfully. I don't. Yeah.
Like, all of my time is stress, anxiety, a little bit of depression, self-doubt, and schoolwork. That's what my time is doing. And, of course, you know, everyone, you know, they're like, oh, am I really cut out for this? Like, oh my gosh, is this really what I want to do with my life? Like, that classic shit, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a massive toll on my mental health, personally. I don't know how other people deal with it, but I'm like dwindling. Okay, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to relax anymore. Like, I that's all I do. So I completely understand. You're not alone. I mean, two different sides of the coin here. You're art and I'm science. Two different. Very different. But completely the same. I understand.
I think it doesn't help that we're in an environment that there's not a lot to do.
Yeah.
Like, if I was in a different place, different city or town or whatever that had more of an art scene or just more shit to do, more places to go, and you don't really have to spend too much money. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's places in town here that I can go do that, but again, it's like so tired that I don't really want to socialize. I don't feel like going and hanging out at a cafe.
I don't have friends. You know? Like, I don't have friends. Like, my only, you are literally like my only friend. Like, I have a boyfriend's account. Because I'm with them all the time.
More than one?
Yeah, I have multiple boyfriends.
Multiple boys that are friends.
Yeah, I do have boys that are friends, but I don't hang out with them.
Mm-hmm. You love them?
Because it's not that I don't want to, it's just that I just don't want to. I just don't have the energy to do it. And Joe, my boyfriend, is like totally different outlook.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a guy thing. I think they have a lot of weird, like, I don't know. He does not struggle the same as you and I.
All right,
you know what
he's
I mean?
Like living the life and he's
just he like, likes yeah, going out. Cool. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just I don't. This is me hanging
men,
out.
Men do. I've gathered that as well. Men do have a totally different outlook on life. I mean, and not to say that no one in that no man feels this way, but it's kind of like, why do you care about that? Like, it doesn't matter, or blah blah blah.
That's exactly what like one out of two men would say that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how it's. I don't know.
Why worry about it?
It must be nice.
They're so like fucking carefree.
I know.
So stupid.
Now I'm stressed.
I don't know. Me too.
Is this podcast good or bad for us? No, maybe
it's
good.
I think it's an outlet.
Yeah, we're just complaining.
Exactly. To anybody else who feels the same way. Anybody else out there that wants to hear other people complain and maybe they're feeling the same thing.
Absolutely.
Fucking future scary.
Because this is all...
It's the center of our lives right now. Like, yes. That's the forefront of what we got to deal with.
I don't feel like I can be myself. I don't feel like I can be free. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense, but I feel trapped inside this darkness.
Yeah.
This is like so cliche, like cringe, but that's real shit. It's cliche and cringe for a reason. Like,
yeah. I'm thinking about all that. Like, and it doesn't help that people keep asking me that. Like, what's your... Verbatim, what's your big plan after graduating?
Oh my, they think they're doing something with that question.
And I know there's like nothing else to talk about because this is where everyone is at and everyone's in the situation of they're on the brink of graduation. You know, it's inevitable that there's something after this, so what is that? And they're curious because everyone's different.
What should we do?
What?
What should we do when we graduate? Like, after, I don't mean like, what are we, what should we do? Like, should we have like a party?
Oh, like that?
Should we go somewhere? Just you and I and Joe.
So here's the here's the rub.
What?
Day after graduation, I'm skipping town.
Dude, you're at, that's what I want. I wish I could do that. Where are you going?
I
what?
I signed an NDA. I can't say.
Oh, that's funny.
I'll tell you later. It's just a job.
Oh, no. It's, yeah, I know that you're going to, what is it? Don't tell me I got it right.
Don't
here.
Say it.
I got it right in my head somewhere.
No need. Well, you let's know, just I say I will be gone until October. I'll come back October-ish.
I'm going to be in
like,
California.
I'll be like, what the hell am I going to do now?
Do you know that?
Were you going to be in
I'm
California?
I'm going to be all the way in California, in Berkeley, California.
In the summer?
For 6 years of my life.
6 years?
I'm going to UC Berkeley for grad school.
Slow down.
We you haven't just talked
said,
at
you
all.
Just, I know. You just said that you were applying to only one grad school. The last time we talked about grad school, you were going to fucking Michigan. Now you're going to fucking UCLA?
Yeah. No, not UCLA. Not UCLA.
That's the only college I know in California.
UC whatever. Berkeley.
Berkeley?
UC Berkeley? The best public school in the
Berkeley.
Country. Berkeley.
For 6 years? That's not grad school.
Yeah, it is. 6 years is grad school, PhD. 2 years is master's.
That's fucked.
Come visit me.
I guess I'll.
You're
I
gonna
will.
Have to.
I'm gonna have to. God, I said I'd never go to California.
What?
I don't know.
We can go to LA. That'd be a fun
yeah,
trip.
We can go to Big Sur. We can go to Joshua Tree.
We can awesome hikes in the mountains.
Yeah, sure.
California. Listen, yeah, man.
We 6 years. God, fucking flight's gonna be a grand to come see you.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's okay. But hey, I'll give you a ring. Give you a ring and I say, can you send me some, can you send me a surfboard? I don't know. Can
yes.
you send me a picture of the stars in
Hollywood?
You,
I'll send you in Hollywood. In Hollywood?
In Hollywood.
I have those right now.
Yeah.
Because I went to LA. Yeah. I went to LA. Dude, I went to Los Angeles.
If I could get rid of one word in the English dictionary, it'd be LA.
Why? Why do you hate LA so much? You've never even been there.
I don't know. It's the same thing of if someone talks about, like, the same place over and over again, like, oh, the city, the city, the city.
Oh, the city.
Or if, like, an LA, LA. I don't know.
I don't do that.
I don't know. It's just got a little, it's giving me a little ick right now.
That's
give
fine.
Me a little current ick.
Who did that
it.
To you?
I don't know. I watch a YouTuber who lives in LA. She kind of gives me the ick, but I still keep watching her. I don't know, because I'm kind of like, I wish I lived that life, but not really LA. Like, it doesn't look like she's in LA, but I don't know. She's kind of got that draw of like, yeah, in LA.
I got a lot of things to say to you right now.
I'm not.
But I know
listen,
you don't want to hear it.
I
and
will
that's
turn
fine.
A leaf. I will turn a leaf, okay?
You have?
I was open to Michigan. I was like, let's go.
We can still go to Michigan.
Okay, what's in Michigan?
Yeah.
Squat. I'm looking into nothing. Maine.
I want to go to Maine.
Yeah.
That's where my brother went.
To Cali?
No. When he graduated from college, him and his friends took a trip to Maine.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm free for 4 weeks in January. It's like the worst month to go.
The
anywhere.
Worst.
I don't know.
Well, okay. Well,
we'll figure it out.
I tried.
Well, we'll talk. We'll talk.
Man, yeah. I have so much to say. Mm-hmm. About Los Angeles. I know you don't want to hear
it. Yeah, I know. It's great. It's awesome. What songs have you been listening to recently?
California Love. Boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, boom. Sorry.
No way.
That is one of... I love Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so I have been on a journey for older hip-hop rap music.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go to my Receiptify to see what my latest, because I don't even remember.
Like, am I going to list out, so I'll list off some of the newest
your
Light songs.
Media of the Week.
Oh, it's on Spotify.
Sure.
Where is it?
No.
Is that a real thing? Okay, so these are the newest songs that I've liked.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that too.
So, The Recipe, bonus track by Kendrick Lamar and Dr. Dre. And granted, I didn't just hear the song. Because most of the time, I listen to a song, like, I know this song, it's a great song. And I don't like it at all for years on end, but then I'm like, oh, I should probably add this to my like song. So this isn't just me listening to it now.
Right. Sometimes you rediscover old goodies. Right.
Nothing by Noriega. I love Pusha T, so I've been listening to a lot of Pusha T recently. So Raid with Pusha T, Pharrell Williams, and 50 Cent. This I don't know if this is not a good look for me, but the song does have Diddy on it. The song does
Sonya,
have
Diddy. Keep doing this.
Listen, man, it's not his song. Okay. It's Busta Bus. It's Busta Rhymes and Pharrell Williams with Happen to Have Diddy on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's past the Cavassier part two. I love Busta Bus. I've been getting into some Busta Bus as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn.
I keep hearing noises, and like earlier I heard there's a beep, and I think it was my watch that beeped. I'm not sure.
There's someone out there in the
recording studio.
Yeah, I can see his hands.
Been listening to a lot of the Japanese house recently.
I don't think I know what that is.
You know, I heard the song So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings a long time ago, but it was a cover and it was like really sad. But now I'm getting into the original by Caroline Polachek, which is more upbeat. I'm looking at my receipt to find it's just fucking, I'm just listening to the songs that I used to listen, that I always listen to in the fall.
Yeah.
But you know what? I found what? So Receiptify, that link, and then you log into your Spotify and then it gives you this thing and it shows you.
Wait, where is this on here? Show me.
I'm just going to send you the link.
Yeah, because I want to know what my Receiptify is.
Always putting
is.
you on to good stuff.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I've been here. You're looking for all this fun stuff. I'm just laying in bed doing nothing. So this is good for me.
Amen. I just follow the media.
Okay.
I'm a media follower.
Yeah.
How the fuck do I share this with you?
I think the apple's round.
I'm kind of over that, honestly. I'm with the people that say that Brad Summer's over. The remix album did come out. I do like a couple of them, especially 365 with Shy Girl.
I'm gonna say this, and I know. Well, no, whatever. I didn't like it that much.
You didn't like the Brad album,
no,
the original.
I didn't like it that much. I like 365.
Yeah.
And 360.
Talk with Troye Sivan is pretty cool, and Apple featuring the Japanese house is pretty good, but it is really repetitive.
Yeah.
And it's like there's nothing really gets done in the song, I think.
Yeah.
So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings. Nothing.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Been on a little Fleetwood Mac.
I respect the Fleetwood Mac.
Little Fleetwood Mac. Intake in the last couple days.
All right, I'm ready to tell you what I've been listening
You'll
to.
You'll never get away. What's up?
So my total adds up to 38 minutes and 36 seconds.
I don't know what that part means. I think it's just receipt, like to make it look like a receipt.
Yeah, but that's like the total of listening minutes
okay.
of these songs. But one is Give It to Me by Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, and Nelly Furtado. Number two is Genocide by Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Marsha Ambrosius, and Candice Pillay. Number three is Angel of My Dreams by Jade. Great song. Number four is Came Back for You by Lil' Kim. Number five is Release by Timbaland and Justin Timberlake. And number six is Past the Cavassier, Part Two.
Mm-hmm.
Bounce with Timbaland. I love Timbaland. Frontin', Pharrell with Jay-Z. Hella Good, No Doubt, and Stir Fry by the Migos. That doesn't make sense to me because I just listened to that song in the last, that's not right.
It's the amount of times. So if you go down, so you could do the most listened tracks in the last month, the last 6 months, and the last year.
Oh,
you could do the top 10, top 50.
This is just the last month.
Yeah. So like the number one is the one you listen to more.
Give It to Me.
Mine is, of course, number one, Bags by Claro, recorded at Electric Lady Studios, of course, the live version. 365 featuring Shy Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Boyhood by the Japanese House. We talk all the time, Japanese House. Sunshine Baby, Japanese House. Image by Magdalena Bay, which is it's been a popular song recently. so hot you're hurting my feelings, maybe you're the reason, Japanese house, face like thunder, theft, Japanese house. And the last one is Me and My Uncle by the Grateful Dead live at Fillmore in New York.
Okay.
1971.
So the song. Top two artists today are The Japanese House and Timbaland.
Yeah. So you should listen to both of those at the same time.
They should collab.
Japanese House and Timbaland?
Japanese House and Timbaland. I know you're listening.
That would be a weird mix. Yeah. I don't... You're saying Timbaland like Justin Timbaland?
No, Timbaland.
Timbaland.
Not Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake. Timbaland. Oh, Justin Timberland. I don't know. I haven't heard. Maybe I heard them before.
You definitely have heard them before.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been on the radio a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know JT.
JT.
Justin Tim?
Yeah, I know him. No. I just didn't know Timbaland.
Nah, Timbaland is a different guy.
Timberlake, Timberland. Same, complicated. Same mother. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's pretty much it. Just a bunch of
that's fun. I like the music. I like the music thing. We should add that to every
yeah, we don't episode. Have to go down the whole list. I think it's just like your top recommended
top,
ones.
That's let's do top three because that's my number. Top number three yeah. is my number. So
mm-hmm.
cool. Right. That's awesome. Where are we at?
30
minutes?
Yeah.
It's not bad. Whatever.
Keep going?
We could. What I just have to tutor 12.
What you got? Give it to me.
Give
me all you got.
Give it to me. Feet Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, and Nelly Furtado.
Never heard of it. I was just saying the words.
Whatever. That's crazy. Full circle. Didn't someone just die from the Grateful Dead?
Yes. Phil Lesh.
Phil Lesh died.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Phil Lesh.
I was sad.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
That's crazy. Once Bob Weir dies, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Bob Weir.
That would my uncle when things is mild.
He's fucking crazy.
That's gonna be a very sad day.
It's gonna be a crazy day, and you know what? I didn't hear too much on the media about Phil. I had to do some deep diving to see the news about it because I was like, is this real?
I know, and I just happened to see it on Instagram.
Yeah. That was crazy.
I could not wait to talk to you about it.
I immediately got in the car and played Box of Rain, which is a song that he made with his dad about.
You have to.
Yeah.
You just had to.
It was sad. I bet the charts were raving that morning. Aww. Anyways.
Me and my uncle.
Did he die of old age?
I hate to
keep talking about that. I just wanted to know.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about media being like secretive about how people pass away.
Well, I think it's more private, more privacy reasons, but
the media, the people need to know. Okay?
No. Did you post on Facebook, rest in peace, Phil Lesh?
No, I didn't. I was gonna... But I was like, I don't think this is my place to do that. I'm not one of those people, really, that's like, wow.
Because that means so much to them.
They can see it.
They
can see Facebook from the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Emails, and work, and I hate it, but I have to do it. It's okay.
What is that?
It's a little poofy thing on these speakers that don't work. Yeah.
All right. I guess we can end this because this is not going to be substance. So.
The substance?
I want to see that movie. Oh, is that a song? The substance feat. Timbaland, Justin Timberlake.
Oh my god. It's a song made of every like combination of words by them.
It's funny.
No, it's like they're doing edits of the movie, the substance, and the song that's in the movie, I think. That's the song.
Oh, really?
I haven't watched it.
Is it in theaters?
I don't know where it is. I think it's been out for a while. I've just been fed it on TikTok recently, so that's where I pretty much, again, through the use of TikTok and people who upload movie clips, I've watched the movie, essentially. Like, I've gotten the bits and pieces where I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Cool movie.
Okay.
Don't care.
Ain't gonna watch it.
Nope. Because it's like, hey, I saw that on TikTok. And I saw that clip on TikTok.
What is it? Five Nights at Freddy's Dos?
Yeah. It's coming out.
That's coming out. I don't know. But it's December? Coming out. I thought it was... I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know.
I think the last one came out in, like, Christmas time.
Yeah, it did.
I never even saw the first one. I never went in theaters and saw it, you know? Call me a fake fan. I've been with the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise ever since it came out, pretty much.
You're not a fake fan if you play the video games
I've
or watch Markiplier.
I've kind of stopped listening to the lore, though, because it's just, like, it keeps changing, and it's so complicated now that I'm like, I don't think it's worth it.
It's not worth it. Just see the movie. Find the... It's definitely somewhere on a streaming service.
But people say it's so bad.
It's not that bad. I saw it in theaters. It's not that bad.
The lore people say it's bad.
Listen, I don't...
The lore people, where does this fit in the
lore? People like MatPat?
No.
Game Theory?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're the ones who said it. It's just the people, the media. Twitter.
Oh,
probably. I don't have Twitter, but... I don't know.
I'm going to have to see this for myself.
It was when it was out. Yeah. I don't know. That's what I gathered.
You know what? You form your own opinion. Go watch it and form your own opinion.
I don't think I'm that credible of a source to give my opinion. Anyways. All right. Thank you for listening.
I can't.
Spotify, Instagram, go follow us. Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And don't watch the Five Nights at Freddy's movies.
Or do.
That's up to you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.